Welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon as we record this.
And it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
They say it's your birthday, but it's not my birthday too.
Are we going to sing? Let's not.
I don't think, yeah. I'm not sure everyone would enjoy that as much as I would.
We don't want to scare away all of our listeners. We don't. That would be bad. Actually, today we're going to talk about honeybees.
Yay, honeybees are back.
The bees are, okay, that was almost a song again.
I know, we're going to end up singing before this is over. I have a feeling.
Let's try not to.
Okay, I'll try.
As you may recall, last year we lost all of our honeybees. We had 6 hives at one time, and one by one, they either absconded or died due to being overwhelmed with small hive beetles. And those beetles make a nasty, nasty mess.
They sure did. They just quickly...
It went fast.
Within a few weeks, we started to see them disappear.
Yes.
And leave. And it was so sad.
It was very sad. We've become very accustomed to having bees on the property.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it kind of makes our property whole. And when they're not here, there is such an absence and... I don't know. It's just a void. There's a void when they're not here.
There is. But we have rectified that situation.
Yes, we have.
And we have the first of 3 colonies moved in.
Mm-hmm. We did. Back in 1492. Oh, wait. No, that's going back too far.
Oh, wow.
I was thinking colonies, 1607, the Pilgrims, you know how it goes.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. It's been a good day.
It's been a very good day.
Yes, we did get the first colonies. I just have this picture of little Pilgrim hats and, the shoes with buckles on their little feet. I know.
Now that is a picture.
I know.
Wow. Okay, so back to the bees.
Oh, the honeybees.
Yes, honeybees. We are reestablishing our honeybee population through packages that we order online, and then either we pick up or are shipped to us. And honeybees, when you buy them like that, they come in little carriers. The vendor that we got the first one from has a little plastic carrier called a bee bus.
And it's so cute.
It is super cute. And inside that ventilated container is a can of sugar water to feed them during their trip. Packages come up usually from Georgia or Florida, where it's warmer and they can winter over well, and have enough built up to share and do kind of an artificial swarm is essentially what it is. And this package has about 3 pounds of worker bees, which is about 10,000 bees, give or take a bee. And then it also has a queen in a little cage hanging inside there. So we, as I said, ordered 3 of those, one from one vendor, which came in on April 27th. Which wasn't particularly convenient for us.
It was not, because we were at the Mother Earth News Fair.
We were.
In North Carolina.
And that makes it really difficult to pick up bees in Illinois.
Uh-huh. And they had to be picked up. That was the only time to get them. And so, again, we are master problem solvers. And so we went to work thinking about who would be brave enough to go get 10,000 bees and a queen.
Absolutely. And we did have some friends who were willing to do it, even though they're not beekeepers.
Right.
But we thought, yeah, that's really asking a lot.
That's asking a little too much of your friends.
Yes. But we have more friends.
We do.
And we have friends who actually are beekeepers.
Uh-huh.
And knew what they would be getting into picking up packages of bees. And Rick and Nelda Campbell came through for us.
They sure did. They're our neighbors, too. And they were part of our last event at the Merck. They have Be My Honey.
Yes.
Which is such a cute little name.
Fantastic folks.
That's the name of their business, and they are beekeepers.
So they most graciously agreed to make the little drive.
Mm-hmm. It's probably about an hour and a half, maybe.
Just about. And to pick up our package of bees and bring them home and leave them in the garage for us. Mm-hmm. In fact, they were even willing to install them, but it worked out. We installed them Sunday afternoon.
We were going to come back the next day, so they weren't going to be in the garage very long.
So I think a little cowbell.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, Rick and Nelda. We really appreciate your help. The first thing we did on that Sunday afternoon was go to an awards ceremony for Donna to receive the Paul Overton Award in recognition of outstanding dedicated service to off-campus adult students.
Yes.
And that
was so nice.
That was super
nice. And
that
was from the School of Extended Learning at Eastern. And I've been part of that school for many years.
Yes.
They are the ones that hired me as full-time faculty back in 2007, I think, is when I started as full-time faculty. So it was really a very nice honor, and I'm humbled by that.
It is, I believe, the highest award offered and presented in that capacity.
Yeah, it was.
So congratulations to you. Cowbell for you.
Oh, I'm so honored. Thank you.
Everybody loves some cowbell.
I know.
Then we came home and switched into our farmer role.
Yeah, we do this a lot.
We do.
Switch from professional to farmer and back and forth. I've always been afraid I'll wear bib overalls like in the classroom or something, but I'm pretty sure I haven't.
No one's commented on it,
no,
at least.
They would probably be afraid to.
They would. So we came home and installed bees and did a little bit different technique by putting the bee bus inside a empty hive body on top of the frames. And that seemed to work really well.
It did. And we have some nice stands now.
Yes.
So they're up off the ground. So that should help with the hive beetle situation. Plus they're in a new,
right,
they have a new home that's landscaped and away from where we had problems before. So they got a really nice fresh start.
They did. And it rained a lot the week after.
Oh my gosh.
We put them in their
almost
hive.
Almost every day.
But you found a little window of opportunity to, mm-hmm, go get that bee bus out of there and the extra empty hive body.
And
off.
That was, I think, the next day.
It was very quick.
And within that amount of time, 10,000 bees had found almost all, maybe there may have been about 50, but they were in there eating the sugar gel that they were packaged with. So they were really just in there eating, but all the rest of them had found their way down into the brood box, which was cool. We didn't have, usually we dump them and kind of shake them in there.
And it seems very
It seems
violent.
Kind of violent.
Yes.
It's okay, but it seems violent. This was very gentle.
And these bees really seem to have a very nice personality,
mm-hmm, they do,
as a colony. And then today I went out and gave them some more sugar water to help them until they can get everything established. It takes a lot of nectar to build wax, and they have to build all of this wax comb to get started. And pulled out the queen cage, and they had released her. So she is in there and ready to do her thing.
Yes. And that is, it's so cool because it's been strange this spring. I'm used to bees because they get to know us. They fly around and, you know, I'm working in the garden. They'll come, you know, fly around my face and buzz around. And, you know, we talk to our bees. Some people may think that's kind of crazy, but you know, we have a relationship with our bees and we talk to them. I talk to everything, but I've been in the greenhouse this week and bees have come in just to, you know, kind of get a feel for the lay of the land because this is a new place for them. And when we took them back to their new home, we kind of talked about this is where you're going to live and here's where you'll find different plants. And, you know, I don't know. Just, it was fun.
It was fun.
And I love going back to the orchard and hearing the sound of bees, and you can smell just that they have just a clean
floral.
Yeah, it's a very floral scent. And if you're a beekeeper, you know exactly what that is, but you can smell them.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to go back to the orchard, it's like, you know, you start to hear them and then you can smell them. It's just a total sensory experience.
It is. And when I was back there this morning, tending to them, I didn't even use any smoke to calm them and open the hive. And the pitch raised just a bit, but they were not aggressive at all. I did have on protective gear, so I wasn't, you know, alarmed by that. But very nice disposition for this colony. Then after that, in preparation for our next two colonies to arrive, which will actually come by mail and be shipped this coming week, we started getting the next hive set up, all stacked and ready to go, so that when they do arrive, it'll be easy just to grab those hive bodies, the stands, the covers, the feeder, all of that ready to go. And actually, it had been, part of them had been sitting out in the driveway. So I had a bottom board and a brood box full of frames and a lid on it. And I was pulling all of that apart to restack it. And apparently, there are critters that thought that would be a good place to get in between the bottom board and the hive body to, I don't know what, take a nap?
It was nice and warm and dry.
I wasn't really thinking a lot about it, although I'm used to running into mice and things like that.
That's
when you have an empty box and, you know, they get in there and find that, and I'm always prepared for that. And so I lifted that last box off the bottom board, and I could see there was like a dark circle in the bottom. At the same time I was lifting that off, and I thought, what the heck? As I lifted it off, I found out what the heck. A black snake had crawled up in there and curled up and was looking at me.
And who hates snakes the most?
I hate snakes.
I know you do.
Hate.
Yeah, you do.
Loathe entirely.
Thankfully, I was mowing close by.
Yes.
And I saw the panic.
I waved you down.
You were really pretty good about it. Better than I would have expected.
For my typical fear of snakes. And it's not, they startle me. I don't like them.
Right. Well, yeah.
And I stepped back and pointed at said snake.
And I could see it pretty good. It was probably about a 5-foot black
probably
snake.
Probably.
It was
curled
good,
up.
It was all curled up, but it was a good sized black snake.
It was. The first thing I thought of was to close the garage door that it was about 2 feet away from.
That's a good idea.
As you came to get it, because had it entered the garage, we would have had to move.
Yeah, I know. So I stopped the mowing and I said, I will get it. Let me go get my gloves. So I went and got gloves and actually a snow shovel.
Right.
I mean, because what else would you move a snake with?
Right.
But I got it.
And a hoe.
Yeah, you went and got a hoe just to help, because
so
he wasn't very happy.
No.
At all. He was like, you know, kind of striking toward me and stuff. And I was trying to tell him I was trying to help, but we got him.
We did. He has now been.
He's in the woods and he's fine.
Yes. He's in the snake relocation program.
Yes. So all is good. I got back on the mower and mowed and
I went about my business, finishing the setup for the bees, but really?
Yeah, that would have been freaky.
That was startling.
It would have been, yeah.
I don't like snakes.
I know, but it was okay.
And he was a big one.
It was, yeah, it was kind of big.
So that was our fun for today.
Yep, typical day at Five Feline Farm.
You just never know.
You don't.
So we're prepared for our next arrival of bees, and we'll keep you updated on those periodically.
And we're so excited to have bees back.
Yes,
we are. The bees are back, and there's not going to be any trouble.
That's right, unless the snake shows back up.
Well, that's true.
And then he's going to be in trouble.
Okay. Poor snake.
Yeah, poor snake, nothing.
Okay. Hmm. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.